Residents of a Melbourne suburb are today launching a class action against the owners of a recycling plant that's been the site of a huge fire. The lead plaintiff is an unemployed father, and the case will allege that the toxic blaze at Coolaroo could have been avoided. More than 100 residents held a meeting last night, many telling our reporter Claire Slattery about the health and financial problems they're suffering because of the fire.
33-year-old Castor Murillo can still feel burning in his chest and lungs from the fire at the SKM recycling plant.
I was vomiting. My lungs were on fire, my throat. I had blurred vision. You name the symptom of carbon monoxide poisoning, which is what I found out what it was from my doctor. I had it all.
The fire at the Coolaroo facility started last Thursday and went for days. It burned through mountains of paper, cardboard and plastic, sending thick plumes of acrid smoke across the city. Mr. Murillo sent his pregnant wife and four young children away for the day, and the family spent the night sleeping in their car in Hadfield. While more than 100 nearby homes were told to evacuate, Castor Murillo's house on King Street wasn't one of them.
The bathroom, laundry, toilet was black, covered in ash, because we don't have fixed windows, so there was no way for us to stop anything from coming in. So I just spent my evening cleaning up all that ash.
Castor Murillo has now become the lead plaintiff in a class action against the plant's owners, SKM Recycling. A writ to be issued in the Supreme Court today will seek damages for residents who've suffered health, financial and other impacts. Castor Murillo is angry at the operators, but also at the way authorities handled the blaze.
If this happened in Toorak, I can promise you there would have been a completely different response. It's just not on. The majority of the people here, firstly, don't speak English. They're not as educated as the residents in Toorak, for one, and obviously don't make the same amount of money. So generally poor families in this area. So when the residents here usually want something done, we do it ourselves. We don't really rely on help because it's not expected.
SKM is one of Victoria's largest recycling operators. There's been four fires at its Coolaroo facility this year, and the latest blaze has prompted serious questions about the state's waste management systems. The state government, the Environment Protection Authority, the Hume City Council and the company itself have all come in for blame. It's believed the fire may have started in stockpiled materials, and a government task force is now examining that issue. SKM wasn't available to comment, but in a statement it said infrastructure was not keeping up with Victoria's recycling demands. Brendan Prendergast is a senior partner at Madden's Lawyers, which is running the class action.
You know, the advent of recycling is here to stay, and it's a positive societal trend. Fundamentally, if you're going to deal with flammable products in the volumes that are being processed here, you've got to have in place safe systems of management.
Lawyer Brendan Prendergast, ending Claire Slattery's report.